This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV in hour number three. The only real triple threat in the United States of America. There is no other host I know of in all of America who's got a national radio show, national TV show, and national newspaper column in syndication. Triple threat, otherwise known as war, with you on War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Before we get to the serious news of the day, I want to read you the absurd liberal news of the day. It's a picture of two dogs screwing in a park. And the highlight, the headline is, lady calls police after dog humps her dog at the dog park. She calls it sexual assault. A man and a woman at a dog park were involved in an argument after the man's canine reportedly humped a canine owned by the woman. As the video shows, the woman whose dog was on the receiving end called police to report a sexual assault. She called the cops on a dog for sexually assaulting her dog when it humped her dog at the park today. This is liberalism at its finest, folks. These people are nutty. They're whacked out of their minds. They're a danger to all of us. They're sick in the head. And they just ruin everything good in this world. Can't you bring a dog to the park anymore? Why not? Well, I'm afraid the police will be involved. My dog humps another dog. All right, on to more serious news of the day, because that's just so absurd. You just wonder, who are these people? Leading Jewish groups demand Representative Ilhan Omar be removed from the Foreign Affairs Committee. Now, isn't that just common sense? She hates Jews. She hates Israel. She's nuts. She's out of her mind. She's radical. She's communist. She's Muslim extremist sympathizer. Actually, she is a Muslim extremist. She raises money for CARE, which is a front for Hamas and Hezbollah. And she's got to be removed from the Foreign Affairs Committee. She should be removed from Congress. Forget the Foreign Affairs. First of all, do you realize Trump was elected president? And the entire objective of the entire Democratic Party of the United States is to make our votes not matter. To remove him from the presidency, even though the people voted for Trump. Now, here's a woman who hates Jews, the most over-the-top Jew hater in the history of the United States of America's Congress. And nobody's even talking about removing her from Congress. I don't care what the people voted for. They didn't know what they were getting into. They had no idea she was a Jew hater when they voted for her. She should be removed. But certainly, can you imagine how simple it is, how obvious it is, that she should be removed from the Foreign Affairs Committee? Can you imagine the Democratic Party named her the Foreign Affairs Committee? That's why on yesterday's show I brought up Jexit. Instead of Brexit for England or Blexit for American blacks exiting the Democratic plantation, it's time for Jews, a Jexit, to exit the Democratic plantation, to head for the promised land, which is the Republican Party that believes in Jews, that loves the Jewish people, that loves Israel. Can you imagine a Democratic Party that thought to name this Muslim woman with a hijab who hates Jews and hates Israel to the Foreign Affairs Committee? Somebody made that decision. Who made that decision? It must have been Nancy Pelosi and the entire leadership of the Democratic Party. I could take the entire show to read you all of her anti-Semitic comments. The whole show it would take, but I'm not going to do that. You get the idea. I mean, even if she apologized, when she was condemned by the Democratic Congress and she apologized for anti-Semitism, she went out to speak at a forum with well-known anti-Semites who have known ties to terrorist organizations and those who seek to harm the Jewish people and the destruction of Israel. And, of course, that's CARE. Even in the midst of her apology, she ripped AIPAC and the Jewish Federation and organizations like that for lobbying while she's taking money from CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. Crazy. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise said Tuesday that Speaker Nancy Pelosi should strip Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of her seat on the House Foreign Affairs Committee in an interview with Fox News. Omar has been accused recently of pushing anti-Semitic comments. Crazy. And by the way, even if you believe that it's about money, that the only reason anybody supports Israel is because of the money of lobbyists, even if you believe that, which is absurd and isn't true, but if you did believe that, here's my counter to you. Here's what needs to be said to you. If I believe in Israel, I'm believing in America and Chevrolet and apple pie and motherhood and the NFL and everything good in America. We all love Israel. If you believe in Palestine, you're not believing in the American party line. That's not what America's for. American history has never stood for Palestine. So I would argue that every Republican in Congress loves Israel. Most Jews love Israel. There's some liberals that are so, some liberal Jews that are so out of their minds, they probably think abortion is more important than Israel, and they take the side of the Palestinians. There's some pathetic liberal Jews out there. But still, a majority of Jews supports Israel. Almost every Christian supports Israel. The United States of America supports Israel. Our principles are aligned with Israel. The churches support Israel. And every Republican I know supports Israel. Not because anybody's paying any one of us. As an example, Wayne Root. Never been paid a dollar in my life by any organization to support Israel. It's because I believe in Israel. Because I love Israel. Because I love the Jewish people. But Democrats, you could argue, one thing Ilhan Omar is right about, Democrats, you could argue, do support Israel only because of the money. I think you could argue the entire Democratic Party hates Israel, hates Jews, hates the Jewish people, and couldn't care less about Israel except for a few that take money from Jewish lobbyists. There, Ilhan Omar's right. The Democratic Party needs money to support Israel. Without Israeli support, without supporting Israel is a better way to say it, Jewish donors would dry up and the entire Democratic Party would blow away like a tumbleweed in the Arizona or Nevada desert. You ever see tumbleweeds in the desert? They're dried out and they blow around. That would be the Democratic Party. There'd be no money. I mean, I've never seen the stat. I think it's like almost 100% of the money in the entire Democratic Party of the United States is given by large donors, of Jewish background. A large percent. It can't be 100, but it's a large percent. Because I remember I was at a Republican Jewish event, Republican Jewish Coalition event, national event, and they announced, in, it must have been 2004, that George W. Bush and the Republican Party, their donations, 51% were from Jewish donors for the Republican nomination for President of the United States. And I believe they said the Democratic number was way, way higher, like 70 or 80% was from large Jewish donors. So, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of successful Jewish people in this country. That's not a put down. Ilhan Omar would see that as a prime example of there's something wrong with Jews, something wrong with America. I see it as a great thing. America is the only country in the world that allows you to make it, no matter what you are, Jewish, Muslim, Catholic, Christian, black, white, doesn't matter. Everybody's got opportunity, and the Jewish people have taken advantage of it. And they're very smart, very successful people, highly educated people, and they've taken advantage of it. And they donate to political causes. And so they are, of any race in America, if you want to call Judaism a race, they give a large amount of money. Well, it doesn't matter to the Republican Party, because every Republican I know, every Christian I know, loves Israel and would support Israel without one dime, including Wayne Root, has never gotten a dime. I support Israel because I love Israel. But on the Democratic side, I'll bet you not one of them would ever support Israel without the money. So on that point, Ilhan Omar is right. And that's why Jews need to leave the Democratic Party. That's why there needs to be a Jexit. You've got to be crazy staying with a party that hates your people. All right, some other big news. Crooked Hillary drops out, will not run in 2020. I don't know if that's good news or not. It's probably better if she stayed in. Because she'd probably win the nomination, and of course we'd destroy her. But it doesn't matter. Everybody on the Democratic side we destroy. Joe Biden's the only one I think who has any chance, and Michael Bloomberg might have had some chance. And guess who else dropped out today? Michael Bloomberg announced he will not run for president in 2020. And then yesterday I told you about Ocasio-Cortez. Her mom moved to Florida to escape New York City's property taxes. Very interesting. Very interesting. Mother of two who calls herself BOC. Her daughter's AOC. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Can you imagine the conceit of these people? The ego. My God. AOC and BOC. I mean, you think they're war or something. Wayne Alaroot. W-A-R. They happen to have three initials that mean something. AOC. She started to really become famous, this crazy communist whack case. who's also appears to be possibly a thief as well. Her chief of staff stole $1 million from her campaign and gave it to himself. And maybe she was there to take a part of it. I wouldn't be surprised. All these Democrats are so corrupt, it's amazing. But this mother of two, that's AOC's mother, B-O-C, her real name is Blanca Ocasio-Cortez, said she picked Eustis, Florida to live in, moved from New York because a relative already lived there right before Christmas 2016. She bought a home on a quiet street, and her property taxes went from $10,000 a year to $600 a year. So her daughter wants to raise all of our taxes. She's got this Green New Deal. She's going to tax us to death. And the mom couldn't wait to get away from New York and the high taxes. And meanwhile, Ocasio-Cortez is not only hated by people like me because she's a communist, and also she's a communist dictator, which all communists eventually are. They want to run your life. They want to ban you. They want to censor you. And they want to send you to re-education camp. But the Democratic Party hates her. They're already thinking of redistricting her. Not even thinking of it. They want to do it. So she won't have a district in 2020 to run in. And moderate Democrats fume over her list threat. She's making a list of any moderate Democrats that side with the Republicans. Can you imagine? She's a freshman, nobody, nothing. She probably has an office the size of a broom closet. And generally, you sit there like a mushroom in the dark for about 8 to 12 years in the Congress before anyone pays any attention to you. And she now thinks she runs the entire Democratic Party. But that's what all communist dictators think. They all are psychologically impaired, and they want to control your life. Moderate Democrats are fuming over her warning last week, closed-door warning, that Democrats who vote Republicans are putting themselves on a list, a comment interpreted as a primary challenge list. Who is she to make charges and threats and make up lists? How can you make up lists when you're there for 3 weeks? And the Democrats are mad, and they're using the word Nixonian to describe her. Go get them, AOC. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio, your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot to the bone, man, bad to the bone, capitalist evangelist, American-made, proud of it, can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated, founded by the great Edward Stolz. Gave me my shot in radio and staged all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who was the first to put me into national syndication. Thank you, Fred. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources, the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. I'm the capitalist evangelist. I love capitalism, so I love a company like this. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M. FordhamResources.com. Ticker symbol FTMR. Most caller-friendly show in America. Call anytime. Toll free from anywhere, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. RootForAmerica.com is the website. WayneRoot at Gmail is how you reach me on email. And Twitter, you can see all my tweets at RealWayneRoot, R-E-A-L, RealWayneRoot. Some breaking news. The thug who sucker-punched the conservative at Berkeley has been charged with 3 felonies and more. Good news, Zachary Greenberg. The thug who sucker-punched Hayden Williams, the Turning Point recruiter on the campus of Berkeley for being a conservative. They're throwing the book at him, 3 felonies and 1 misdemeanor. That is good. Glad to hear that. 3 felonies, assault, battery with serious bodily injury, criminal threats, 1 misdemeanor, vandalism. He'll be arraigned tomorrow. California, but they did something good for once. And then another big victory, breaking news, Masterpiece Cake Shop beats the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. Yeah. And remember, I'm pro-gay. I like gays. I have no problem with gays. I've never had a problem with gay people. You want to be gay? Be gay. But don't you ever walk into my bake shop or whatever hell I do and tell me I got to make something for you. I like to put a sign. See, I don't own a shop. I have a radio show. I don't own a shop. But if I had a shop, my sign would say, I reserve the right to serve whoever the hell I want and to tell whoever the hell I want to get the hell off my property. How dare you come in a baker's shop and say, I'm gay, make me a cake with a penis on top. Screw you. A Christian has a right to say, oh, you know what? I think I'll pass. Have a nice life. Go to another cake shop. And so Masterpiece Cake Shop has finally beaten the Colorado Civil Rights Commission into submission after continuing harassment of the cake shop, even after beating them in the Supreme Court last year. More than 6 years of legal battles between the owner of Lakewood's Masterpiece Cake Shop and state officials will end after the baker agreed to drop his lawsuit alleging the Colorado Civil Rights Commission was harassing him for refusing to make cakes with LGBTQ themes in exchange for the commission dropping its own actions against him. The Civil Rights Commission unanimously voted to approve the agreement between the two sides. And so that's it. It's over. Done. Although I'm not sure he shouldn't have kept going. Because the reason they gave in is because they knew they were going to lose millions in a lawsuit. And here's another one. If God is listening, are you out there, God? Are you listening right now? I hope you're listening to Wayne Root Show. Okay, good. He just said my ear, yes. I think that was Chris, the board op, but I'm not sure. It might have been Jesus. Ocasio-Cortez and her chief of staff could be facing serious jail time, as in 5 years in jail, if their control over the PAC was intentionally hidden, former FEC commissioner says. Ocasio-Cortez and the top eight appear to control an outside PAC credited with being the central force behind her June 2018 primary victory. One former FEC commission member thinks there'd be a serious investigation if a complaint were filed, noting that the probe could potentially result in civil penalties or jail time for Ocasio-Cortez and her chief of staff. A second former commissioner said there were multiple violations of federal campaign finance law. Justice Democrats, that's the name of the pack, ran campaigns for Ocasio-Cortez and 11 other Democrats, but the New York Democrat was the only one to win our general election. And it has been filed. There is a complaint filed, so let's hope. I mean, nobody ever seems to go to jail for this kind of stuff. They seem to just get a fine. Obama had a giant fine. Trump may get a giant fine for making a payout to the ladies he had sex with, like Stormy Daniels. But you don't go to jail for it. But see, Trump didn't try and defraud anybody. There was no theft of money. If she tried to hide her ownership and $1 million was stolen and it went to this PAC, I don't know. Sure seems to me someone ought to go to jail. I've got a new commentary coming out in Thursday's Las Vegas Review Journal, syndicated around the country by Creator Syndicate. It's called Common Sense. I'll read it to you during this show when we get back. Try and find some time for it. And we got some guests coming up. We got your calls. 833-927-8255. Give us a ring.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. two political action committees founded by Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's top aide funneled over $1 million in political donations into two of his own private companies. That's according to a complaint that was filed with the FEC on Monday. The cash transfers from the PACs run counter to AOC's pledges to increase transparency and reduce the influence of dark money in politics. Regarding these allegations, AOC tells Fox News,
"There is no violation, so there's no violation."
President Trump plans to visit Alabama Friday after Sunday's deadly tornadoes. Lee County, Alabama Sheriff Jay Jones says they're continuing to search for those missing.
It is hoped that we will begin transitioning rather from a search and rescue to a recovery status.
At least 23 people have died and around 10 are missing. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Synergenix, the sponsor of this segment of the show. And when Synergenix became the sponsor of the show, it was almost a year ago. We're like a month shy of a year ago, and then in like June or July, I took them up on the challenge, the Cetogenix challenge, and I went in and I did my fitness test, and I did my blood tests, and they worked up everything it was to work up inside my body, what was going on, and they came up with all kinds of issues that were just starting that I never imagined in a million years. You know, as an example, I was pre-diabetic, I was insulin resistant, I mean, I couldn't believe it, because I thought I was Mr. Healthy. But they said, you know, when you're 50 years old or older, all these things are just starting in almost every single American, unless you learn how to eat perfectly, properly, and take the perfect vitamins and do the perfect exercise regimen. And if you don't do that and nobody teaches you that or knows how to do it, you got problems. And so I was working out and I was eating what I thought was healthy, but it just wasn't working. And so it's great to know there's somebody out there that can help us, and they helped me, and they reversed either greatly or in some positive direction or completely every single problem that was plaguing me. And then we did another fitness test 6 months later, and I was about 60% more fit, just a smidge under 60% improvement, which is unbelievable at the age of 57. So thank you, Synergenix. I'm living proof that 99% of males over the age of 50 are in big trouble but don't know it yet. And now they're going to find out, because they give you a test. You only get tests like this when you find out you have cancer or something, right? Once you're sick and you're dying, it's too late. And then doctors give you all kinds of tests. Synergenix gives you the world's most in-depth, comprehensive test now, so you never get sick. 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, or go to Synergenix.com for your free, no-obligation consultation. It's free, 888-YOUNGER. They're making America great again, one American at a time. Thank you, Synergenix, for sponsoring the show. We've got Sterling Beard on the show, Director of Journalism Training for Campus Reform, former Editor-in-Chief of CampusReform.org, and there's so many crazy liberal things happening on campuses around the country. I want to have this guy on a regular basis to talk about him, because the stories never end, and they're scary, and we've got to know what's going on these college campuses. Sterling, how are you?
I'm doing well this evening. Thank you.
So, you know, you probably understand what's happening on college campuses as well as anyone or any conservative in the United States of America. It's absolutely crazy, isn't it? I mean, this is like Nazi slash Stalin slash Soviet Gulag slash East German Stasi, right? They want to wipe out conservative free speech. Am I right?
They absolutely do, and sometimes they'll even resort to physical violence in order to try to do that.
It's incredible, and thank goodness one kid who did that at UC Berkeley, it now turns out that assault suspect now faces three felony counts and a misdemeanor. So even in Northern California, bleeding heart liberal Northern California, they did crack down on this kid. I think that is a good sign. Are you at least cautiously optimistic?
In this case, I am, actually. It's nice to see that they did, in fact, get this guy by the name of Zachary Greenberg, who punched an employee of Campus Reform's parent organization, his name is Hayden, punched him in the face. It was a vicious shot. Have you had a chance to watch that video?
I did.
I mean, those were a couple of vicious rights the guy threw at him. And you can hear that sound from about 15, 20 feet away, just the pop of his hand against his face. It's a horrifying assault. But that's not the first time we've even seen that sort of thing happen to conservatives on college campuses. As a matter of fact, less than a year ago, we actually had an instructor at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, the main University of Illinois campus, who assaulted a couple of conservative students who were standing there filming him. So this is not something we're unused to seeing, sad to say, but I am glad that the police caught this guy. I'm glad he's getting charged. I'm glad he's got his due process. We don't want mobs. We don't want, you know, vigilante action. But this is the way the justice system is supposed to work, and it's gratifying to see it working now.
Yes, and I was sickened, of course, to see his last name was Greenberg, because I, you know, instantly realized he was Jewish, and I happen to be Jewish. I'm a Jewish conservative, and I'm sickened by how many of my people, especially young Jewish kids on college campuses, are just ultra-left, communist, Marxist, socialist, pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel. Makes me sick to my stomach, and I think we need a Jexit. You know, you've seen Candace Owens with her Blexit, black exit. It's time for a Jewish exit, Jexit. to get Jews out of the plantation of the Democratic Party, because they just don't seem to understand that Donald Trump is on our team and is pro-Israel and is trying to help keep bad people out of America, who, if they came in, would probably want to kill Jews right at the top of their list. And he's a good man, and I just don't understand why Jews are not fighting on behalf of the Republican Party and moving to the Republican Party the same way there are now getting to be some blacks and gays who are moving to the out of the Democratic Party to the Republican Party. Got to make the same thing happen in the Jewish world. So I'm fighting for a Jexit. I announced it on national TV last night. And Sterling, let me know if there's some college events where you want me to come in and talk to Jewish students and explain why I think Jews make natural Republicans and the whole thing is backward. They got it all wrong. So I think that's a point I wanted to bring up with you. You obviously have seen that on college campuses, correct?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you were talking about Jexit and Blexit and all these other exits and this, that, and the other thing. But that's never going to happen if these young folks, if these students don't hear the conservative points of view. And that's why it's so critical that we get folks like Hayden, one of our Leadership Institute field representatives, out onto the public square at these college campuses. You can't convert to an idea that you've never heard of before, all right? And you can't, it's a lot harder to demonize your opponent when you see him standing right there in front of you and all they're doing is wanting to talk. That's what we have to do. We have to get lots of good conservative activists out there, lots of good conservative journalists to cover that bias. We do that through our campus correspondent program, for example. They go and they show what the real, what the reality is of being a conservative student on these college campuses. And the greater the awareness of that problem, of the problem of bringing conservatives' idea to campus, the response that it generates, oftentimes violent like this, the better off we're going to be, because at that point, donors get involved, alumni get involved, members of the boards of trustees, state legislatures get involved. That's when you're actually going to see some movement on this issue.
All right. You want to see hysteria, controversy, and violence? Bring me on campus to talk about Jewish conservatives. You're going to see riots at Columbia University, my alma mater, by the way. You'll see riots in Berkeley. You'll see riots at Harvard and Stanford when they realize someone wants to convert Jews to conservative and believes that Jews should not be liberals if the whole thing is self-destructive, self-hating, and makes absolutely no sense at all. Donald Trump did something really good at CPAC over the weekend. He says he wants to deny federal funds to anti-free speech colleges. He wants colleges to be fair to conservatives. And, of course, if they're taking federal funding, then he has every right to demand that. If they're not, then I guess you don't. But, you know, it seems to me it would be in their best interest to do it no matter what. You think morally they want to do it no matter what. But if they are accepting federal funds, it seems to me it's totally within his jurisdiction to issue an executive order that says we're going to look at what you're doing, and if you're not being fair, and you're not allowing conservatives to speak, we're going to cut off your federal funds.
Exactly. And if we're going to throw all sorts of other conditions on colleges accepting federal funds, it seems to me to be a little bit ridiculous that we have to say, hey, by the way, the founding document of our country, the U.S. Constitution, the very first thing we did to amend that Constitution, we're having to force you to recognize its authority. We're having to force you by threat of taking away your research dollars here, well, the taxpayers' research dollars, really, to respect the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. But colleges have been, demonstrated willful inaction when it comes to these sorts of things. Oh, well, we've seen conservative student groups when they try to get recognized. We've seen them denied recognition because, oh, there's already one other conservative student group on campus. Oh, we're going to slow walk your application. Normally it takes 6 to 8 weeks. It'll take 20 weeks here. You want to bring a conservative speaker to campus? We're going to slap you with thousands and thousands of dollars in security fees. This has happened over and over and over, and that's why we've documented at the Leadership Institute's campus reform. But it's nice to see somebody out there, in this case President Trump, using the power of the bully pulpit, and in his case an executive order, to really shine a light on this sort of issue. And I think it's a great idea. We'll see how it all pans out. But I like the idea of actually forcing these universities to respect the founding document of the United States.
All right, we're talking to Sterling Beard, Director of Journalism Training for Campus Reform, former Editor-in-Chief of CampusReform.org. Now, UC Berkeley says they'll take very specific actions to support free speech on campus. What exactly are those actions, Sterling?
Well, we'll see exactly what they're going to be doing once they get down to it. Because, you know, you hear this sort of stuff occasionally, oh, we're going to really bear down on this, and then they wait for the storm to die down, and then nothing actually ends up happening. Very rarely, in my experience, has that sort of thing happened where they say something, and then they do it. Because let's look at the history of UC Berkeley. Back during the 60s, it was the birth of the so-called free speech movement, whether or not you have commentators who have looked at the history of that and said it was really more about advancing leftist policies rather than protecting the First Amendment. But they at least try to claim it's about the First Amendment. If they really respected the First Amendment, it wouldn't take an executive order from President Trump to force them to comply with freedom of speech. You wouldn't see things like conservative students getting punched in the face. You wouldn't see things like riots erupting when Milo Yiannopoulos, I know lots of people have very divergent opinions on Milo, but Milo ought to be able to speak freely on the UC Berkeley campus, regardless of what one thinks about him, without a riot erupting, without Antifa folks going downtown, smashing Starbucks windows, smashing coffee shops and everything else. Berkeley really has lost their chance on this, in my opinion. If they were truly devoted to freedom of speech, they would have done something about this a long time ago. Better late than never. But I'm skeptical we'll actually see anything until this executive order comes down.
All right. And last but not least, the University of California campuses are requiring a math professor applicants to have diversity contributions on their resumes. What exactly does that mean? What has math got to do with diversity? And what's a diversity contribution, Sterling Beard?
Well, that's part of the application. As you pointed out, they have to have a diversity statement that details their, quote, past and slash or potential contributions to diversity, equity, and inclusion. And, here I was thinking that equity was what you had in finances. But that's the problem here, too, is that this is the social justice idea. It's not really about justice. It's about forcing leftist politics into every nook and cranny of academia, even math. That's what we're getting at right here. And that's going to have lots of long-term ramifications for the country.
I thought it was pretty simple. You either know algebra or geometry or trig or you don't. It doesn't matter if you're black and you don't know it, you don't get passed. If you're white and you don't know it, you don't get passed. Doesn't matter what you are, got to know the math. Sterling Beard, Director of Journalism Training for Campus Reform. His website's campusreform.org. Check it out. The stories will amaze you. What's going on at college campuses? Let's have you back more often, Sterling. Love to hear about this stuff. We got to know what's out there. Thanks for coming on.
All right. My pleasure. Thank you.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now. Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, I'm here. Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show, last segment of hour number one. The day is moving very quickly. Hour number one just about over. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I put my kids on it. It's my third year. I saved $18,000 in premiums year one, year two, and year three. That's $54,000 saved over 3 years. Can you put some good use to $54,000? Three doctor visits in late 2019, all in December, and all the doctors took Liberty, and not one of them charged me a penny. There was no copay. Then I got sick with kidney stones in early 2019, this year, and Liberty took care of everything. I can't even explain to you what a relief it was. They negotiated the bill with the hospital, and the only thing I owed is my deductible, and that's it. Starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's my cost in loving it. That's the way health care should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-585-4237. LightYourLiberty.com. $15,000 surgery. That's without the doctors, by the way. And all I paid was my deductible, and that's it. 855-58-LIBERTY or go to LightYourLiberty.com. Thank you. These guys are the greatest, and I am the living guinea pig. All right. Let's talk about Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono, because she's in a kind of a battle to the death duel a grudge match duel with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for who is the absolute stupidest politician in the history of the United States of America. It's very close. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wants, trains to fly over oceans and no one to ever drive a car again while she's taking gas-guzzling taxi cabs all over New York City, never ever thinks of riding in a subway, takes Ubers all over the place, I'm sure drives around in fancy limousines, and I'm sure she flies in private jets. And she's just a fool, a complete idiot, and a tool. And this Democratic Senator, Mazie Hirono, basically said it's crazy to oppose Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's scheme that spends all the money on the planet and eradicates all life on Earth. I mean, it was even the Greenpeace founder, or maybe I say the co-founder of Greenpeace, whose name is Patrick Moore, who ripped Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and called her a pompous little twit and said she'd bring about mass death with her stupid ideas. And this moron, Mazie Hirono, United States Senator Hawaii, while appearing on Monday's edition of MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell Reports, told Andrea Mitchell that opposition to the Green New Deal is crazy. Someone asked me whether we're trying to get rid of air travel. I said, well, that's going to make it hard for Hawaii. She's saying this with a straight face. But when the Green New Deal stands for is a recognition that climate change is happening, not sticking our head in the sand. So what's really crazy is Trump and all his minions and ilk who think that global warming and climate change is not happening, and they'd rather stick their heads in the sand. They know zero in terms of what they would propose. All they could do is mock an attack, and I think that's a crazy position because they're denying the science behind climate change. That's a lie, by the way, because there is no science behind climate change. The media only reports on the scientists who believe in climate change, and they don't mention that there are thousands and thousands of scientists all over the United States, some say a majority, who do have major doubts and are skeptics of climate change. So anyway, she says, we set a goal to get to net zero rather than zero emissions in 10 years because we aren't sure that we'll be able to fully get rid of farting cows and airplanes that fast. She joked. She joked. Yeah, it was a big joke. Senator, Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono defended the new Green Deal on MSNBC. It seems that Hirono and her fellow Democrats have already jettisoned science with their support of the measure. Patrick Moore, the one I just reported on, co-founder of Greenpeace, happens to hold a PhD in ecology, scorched the pompous little twit Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, his quote, not mine, and explained her Soros-supported plot to destroy the U.S. economy for generations of Americans could actually eradicate all life on Earth if it was followed through to completion. Getting rid of all greenhouse gases, he explained on Twitter, would mean removing all H2O vapor and all CO2, which would mean the eradication of all life on Earth. These people are such morons, it's unbelievable. On top of that, the measure would cost more money than currently exists on the planet. According to estimates, the Green New Deal would cost $93 trillion, which amounts for $650,000 per every American family. To give you an idea of how flat-out stupid this is, the whole world's gold reserve is only worth $8 trillion. As to paper money in general, the CIA says there's about $80 trillion in the world. The whole world has less money than the Green New Deal would cost. Now, Hirono thinks it's crazy to oppose this, which apparently means Hirono and her fellow Democrats support eradicating all life on Earth and spending every dime on the planet in the process. And this is the modern Democratic Party. There it is. And by the way, you know what goes with that hand in hand? There's a new group of women called Birth Strike who fear climate change so much they're afraid to have children. I mean, this is a win. This is a net win for all of us. Speaking of net zero emissions, net win for all of us. They believe in ecological Armageddon. The world's been around for thousands and thousands of years, and all of a sudden it's all going to collapse immediately. I'm sure AOC is part of this group, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This group is great for all of us. Let's hope it spreads. Let's hope every liberal woman in America decides not to have children. The world will be filled with Republican conservative children. Let's hope only Texas breeds. The rest of the country passes a law. Can't have children anymore. Make sure New York and California and Oregon are right at the top of the list. Rhode Island, Maryland, Illinois, New Jersey, Connecticut. Can't have children anymore. Don't do it. It's dangerous. The world's going to end tomorrow, liberals. No children for liberal women.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh.